بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ألا وإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فمن نعم الله عز وجل علينا في هذه الأيام والتي يجب شكرها وحمد الله عز وجل عليها، وشكر ولاة أمرنا في المملكة العربية السعودية ما قاموا به من تنفيذ حد القصاص والقتل على هؤلاء الخوارج المحاربين لله ورسوله.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The Sheikh began by praising Allah Azza wa Jalla, giving khutbah to al-Hajjah, and then he said that from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon us is that He has allowed us, and from the affairs that we must thank Allah and thank the rulers of this land is that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them the success to capture and execute a number of Khawarij, those who rebel against the rulers and they kill the Muslims and the likes. Allah Azza wa Jalla has allowed them to be captured and killed.
وما قامت به المملكة العربية السعودية من تنفيذ حد القتل لهؤلاء هو منها تطبيق لشرع الله عز وجل.
And the Sheikh, he said that that which the kingdom of Saudi Arabia has done by establishing the punishment upon these people is from the types of, or from the aspects of establishing the Sharia and implementing the Sharia.
فالمملكة العربية السعودية منفذة لأمر الله ولحكم الله عز وجل.
He said, so the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they establish and they implement the hukum of Allah, the rulings of Allah عز وجل.
ولم تقتلهم بهواها أو لأجل مصالح دنيوية.
And they did not establish the capital punishment. They did not kill these people due to desires or due to dunyawi gains.
فالذي يعترض ويسب ولاة أمرنا لأنهم قتلوا هؤلاء هو في حقيقة أمره إنما يعترض على حكم الله عز وجل وعلى شرع الله.
And the Sheikh, he said that those who oppose the rulers for establishing this punishment, in reality, they curse them and the likes, then in reality, they are opposing the hukum of Allah, the ruling of Allah.
يبين هذا ويوضحه أن هذا الحكم صادر عن عدد من القضاء الشرعيين و حكمت به المحاكم الشرعية ثم تم تنفيذه.
He said, and from the affairs which will clarify this further is that this affair did not take place except after a number of judges from the legislative judges in the courts described or often prescribed this ruling, and then it was taken out.
وضرر هؤلاء الخوارج المحاربين هو ضرر بالغ تأثر به العباد وأفسدوا في البلاد.
And he said that the harm of these khawarij, these who fight against يعني Allah and the Messenger and the country and so on, then their harm is one which reaches far and wide.
شيخ ممكن تشرح من الخوارج؟ ممكن تشرح من الخوارج؟ تقول من الخوارج؟ تشرح لهم من الخوارج.
وهؤلاء الخوارج المراد بهم الذين خرجوا على على ولي الأمر وكفروا الحكام وكفروا الناس بسبب المعاصي ودمروا وقتلوا كما سيأتي إن شاء الله.
نعم. And then the Sheikh, he just clarified that the Khawarij, what is intended by them, this group known as the Khawarij or the rebels, they are those who rebel against the Muslim rulers, and they declare them to be non-believers, and they declare the general people to be non-believers if they fall into sins, and they cause corruption and destruction. And the Sheikh, he will clarify this even further later on, inshallah.
فمن ضررهم أنهم قتلوا الأبرياء.
Now, and from their harms, from the types of their harms, is that they have killed innocent people.
ودمروا الممتلكات وأفسدوا الأموال.
And they have destroyed and corrupted the general, يعني the private property and general property.
وأخافوا الناس وأزالوا الأمن.
And they made the people afraid, and they have removed security.
ومن ضررهم الخطير أنهم يفسدون عقول الشباب فيجعلون الشباب يتابعونهم فيما هم فيه من باطل.
And from the dangerous harm is that they misguide the youth, and they corrupt the youth and the intellect of the youth, and they make them follow them.
ومن المعلوم أن المملكة العربية السعودية جزاها الله خيرا حاولت إصلاحهم ورجوعهم عن باطلهم وإمهالهم، ولكنهم أصروا على ما هم عليه فاستحقوا الحكم الشرعي.
He said, and from that which is known, from that which is well known, is that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has tried repeatedly with these people to convince them so that they may repent and to change them, change their ways. But when they remain firm upon their innovation, upon their misguidance, then they have deserved the punishment.
وأيضا من المعلوم أن المملكة العربية السعودية تثبتت وتأكدت من أن هؤلاء متورطون فيما هم فيه، فلم تقم الحد على واحد منهم إلا وهو قد قامت عليه الأدلة وأدين بأعماله.
نعم. And also from that which the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, may Allah reward her and its rulers, have done is that they did not establish these punishments and carry out these punishments unless these people were, and they made sure that these crimes were correctly ascribed to these people, and they made certain that this crime, that these crimes that these people were upon was, yani, was correct, yani, that this is what these people were upon, and that they gave them a chance to be judged and to be ruled.
والعجب من هؤلاء الذين يستنكرون ما قامت به المملكة العربية السعودية جزاها الله خيرا أننا لم نسمع أصواتهم حين قتل الأبرياء، حين قتلهم الخوارج وتنظيم القاعدة والدواعش، وحين ما قامت إيران ببعض الأعمال الإفسادية في الحرم المكي لم نسمع لهم صوتا.
He said, and from that which is strange, from the strange amazing affairs, is that these same people who speak against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia when they have established this punishment, Jazakallah khair, may Allah reward them, is that, yani, may Allah reward the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He said, what is strange is that these people who speak against them, they did not speak against those who killed the innocent, and they did not speak against those who destroyed the various things, and they did not speak against Iran when they were involved in the incidents that took place in the Haram.
وما حادثة التدافع بمنى في العام في حج هذا العام في الحج الماضي وما حادثة التدافع في الحج الماضي عنا ببعيد، إذ أن إيران هي المتورطة في إثارة هذا التدافع الذي أدى لموت وقتل مئات الأبرياء.
And he said that the incident which took place in Mina from the last Hajj, the last pilgrimage, is not far away, and we remember that Iran was involved they were a reason for this taking place, the crowding and pushing and the stampede that took place in Mina.
وإذا كانت المملكة العربية السعودية تقيم الحد على من حارب الله ورسوله فإن إيران تقتل من دعا إلى توحيد الله وإلى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he said that if the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, or that when the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they fight and they punish those who fight against Allah and His Messenger and the book and the Sunnah, then you will find Iran punishing those who call to the book and the Sunnah.
وأختم كلمتي هذه بقضيتين أو بأمرين. أما الأمر الأول فإن العلماء الكبار العلماء السلفيين قد بيّنوا أن المملكة العربية السعودية هي آخر معاقل الإسلام.
And he said that we will finish with mentioning two things. One is that the ulama al-kibar, the major ulama, the Salafi scholars, they have clarified that the kingdom of Saudi Arabia is one of the last strongholds for Islam.
يعني أنها الدولة الوحيدة التي تطبق شرع الله عز وجل على هذا الأرض.
Meaning that it is the last place or the single place that establishes the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal on the earth.
كما قال الإمام العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى أشهد الله عز وجل وأشهدكم أني لا أعلم دولة تطبق الشريعة الإسلامية مثل هذه الدولة أعني المملكة العربية السعودية.
He said the likes of that is what the Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said that I ask Allah to bear witness and I ask you to bear witness that I do not know of a country that establishes the legislation of Allah as the Mamlaka, as the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia establishes the Sharia of Allah.
وبين العلماء أن لهذه الدولة أعني المملكة العربية السعودية أعداء من الخارج ومن الداخل يكيدون لها ويطعنون فيها. ألم يقل الإمام ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى العداء لهذه الدولة عداء للتوحيد؟
And the ulama they have explained that this kingdom of Saudi Arabia it has enemies from the outside and from the inside. And he mentioned the statement of Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah, where he said that enmity for the kingdom is enmity for Tawheed.
وأما الأمر الثاني فإن حكام هذه البلاد حكام المملكة العربية السعودية الملك عبد العزيز إلى الملك سلمان رحم الله من مات وحفظ الله الملك سلمان كلهم ينصون على أنها أمرين لا نتهاون فيهما الدين والأرض.
And the Sheikh he continued by saying that all of the kings of Saudi Arabia from the previous kings from Abdul Aziz may Allah have mercy on him to the king the current king Salman may Allah preserve him and may Allah have mercy on all those who passed before him. They all clearly establish and affirm that there are two things that they will not take lightly. One is the religion and secondly is the land.
ومرادهم بالأرض أي حما ديار الإسلام فلا يسمح لأحد أن يتعدى على هذه الأرض على هذه الدولة كما كان يقول الملك فهد رحمه الله تعالى لن نسمح بشبر من تعدى علينا ولو بشبر فإننا سنرد عليه.
And what they intend by preserving the land is preserving the land of the Muslims, and in preserving this country from the land of the Muslims. And he said, for example, we have the statement of King Fahd, may Allah have mercy on him, where he said, the meaning of which is that we will not allow for anyone to go beyond and to transgress even a handspan in these lands.
لذلك نحن في المملكة العربية السعودية نعلنها صريحة وواضحة أننا نقاتل مع ولي أمرنا في سبيل الله ونحن جند من جنوده بإذن الله عز وجل ولا نخشى في الله لومة لائم فنحن مع حكامنا في المملكة العربية السعودية هم القادة ونحن تبع لهم فالسلطان جنة يقاتل من ورائه.
And the Sheikh, he said that we say it clearly, we announce it clearly that we are with the rulers, that we fight alongside our rulers, and that they are the leaders and we are the followers, and the ruler is protection or like the armor for the ones who are following them.
أسأل الله عز وجل أن يسددهم وأن يوفقهم وأن يحفظ بهم العباد والبلاد وأن يدرأ عنهم كيد الكائدين وإفساد المفسدين وأن يعينهم على ما هم فيه من إقامة لشرع الله وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
And then the Shaykh, he made dua supplication for the rulers that Allah give them success and Allah protect them and and Allah yani make them a means of protecting the land and the servants and so on.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله ألا وإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد ف من نعم الله عز وجل علينا في هذه الأيام والتي يجب شكرها وحمد الله عز وجل عليها وشكر ولاة أمرنا في المملكة العربية السعودية ما قاموا به من تنفيذ حد القصاص والقتل على هؤلاء الخوارج المحاربين لله ورسوله.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The Shaykh began by praising Allah Azza wa Jalla, giving khutbat al-hajjah, and then he said that from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon us is that He has allowed us, and from the affairs that we must thank Allah and thank the rulers of this land is that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them the success to capture and execute a number of khawarij, those who rebel against the rulers and they kill the Muslims and the likes. Allah Azza wa Jalla has allowed them to be captured and killed.
وَمَا قَامَتْ بِهِ الْمَمْلَكَةُ الْعَرَبِيَّةُ السُّعُودِيَّةُ مِنْ تَنْفِيذِ حد القتل لهؤلاء هو منها تطبيق لشرع الله عز وجل.
And the Sheikh, he said that which the kingdom of Saudi Arabia has done by establishing the punishment upon these people is from the types of or from the aspects of establishing the Sharia and implementing the Sharia.
فالمملكة العربية السعودية منفذة لأمر الله ولحكم الله عز وجل.
He said, so the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they establish and they implement the hukum of Allah, the rulings of Allah عز وجل.
ولم تقتلهم بهواها أو لأجل مصالح دنيوية.
And they did not establish the capital punishment. They did not kill these people due to desires or due to dunyawi gains.
فالذي يعترض ويسب ولاة أمرنا لأنهم قتلوا هؤلاء هو في حقيقة أمره إنما يعترض على حكم الله عز وجل وعلى شرع الله.
And the Sheikh, he said that those who oppose the rulers for establishing this punishment, in reality, they curse them and the likes, then in reality, they are opposing the hukum of Allah, the ruling of Allah.
يبين هذا ويوضحه أن هذا الحكم صادر عن عدد من القضاء الشرعيين وحكمت به المحاكم الشرعية ثم تم تنفيذه.
He said, and from the affairs which will clarify this further is that this affair did not take place except after a number of judges from the legislative judges in the courts described or often prescribed this ruling, and then it was taken out.
وضرر هؤلاء الخوارج المحاربين هو ضرر بالغ تأثر به العباد وأفسدوا في البلاد.
And he said that the harm of these khawarij, these who fight against يعني Allah and the Messenger and the country and so on, then their harm is that is one which reaches far and wide.
شيخ ممكن تشرح من الخوارج؟ ممكن تشرح من الخوارج؟ تقول من الخوارج؟ تشرح لهم من الخوارج؟
وهؤلاء الخوارج المراد بهم الذين خرجوا على ولي الأمر وكفروا الحكام وكفروا الناس بسبب المعاصي ودمروا وقتلوا كما سيأتي إن شاء الله.
نعم. And then the Sheikh, he just clarified that the Khawarij, what is intended by them, this group known as the Khawarij or the rebels, they are those who rebel against the Muslim rulers and they declare them to be non-believers and they declare the general people to be non-believers if they fall into sins and they cause corruption and destruction, and the Sheikh, he will clarify this even further later on, inshallah.
فمن ضررهم أنهم قتلوا الأبرياء.
Now, and from their harms, from the types of their harms, is that they have killed innocent people.
ودمروا الممتلكات وأفسدوا الأموال.
And they have destroyed and corrupted the general, يعني the private property and general property.
وأخافوا الناس وأزالوا الأمن.
And they made the people afraid, and they have removed security.
ومن ضررهم الخطير أنهم يفسدون عقول الشباب. فيجعلون الشباب يتابعونهم فيما هم فيه من باطل.
And from the dangerous harm is that they misguide the youth and they corrupt the youth and the intellect of the youth and they make them follow them.
ومن المعلوم أن المملكة العربية السعودية جزاها الله خيرا حاولت إصلاحهم ورجوعهم عن باطلهم وإمهالهم، ولكنهم أصروا على ما هم عليه فاستحقوا الحكم الشرعي.
He said, and from that which is known, from that which is well known, is that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has tried repeatedly with these people to convince them so that they may repent and to change their ways. But when they remain firm upon their innovation, upon their misguidance, then they have deserved the punishment.
وأيضا من المعلوم أن المملكة العربية السعودية تثبتت وتأكدت من أن هؤلاء متورطون فيما هم فيه، فلم تقم الحد على واحد منهم إلا وهو قد قامت عليه الأدلة وأدين بأعماله.
نعم. And also from that which the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, may Allah reward her and its rulers have done, is that they did not establish these punishments and carry out these punishments unless these people were, and they made sure that these crimes were correctly ascribed to these people, and they made certain that this crime, that these crimes that these people were upon, was, yeah, and it was correct. Yani that this is what these people were upon, and that they gave them a chance to be judged and to be ruled.
والعجب من هؤلاء الذين يستنكرون ما قامت به المملكة العربية السعودية جزاها الله خيرا، أننا لم نسمع أصواتهم حين قتل الأبرياء، حين قتلهم الخوارج وتنظيم القاعدة والدواعش، وحينما قامت إيران ببعض الأعمال الإفسادية في الحرم المكي لم نسمع لهم صوتا.
He said, and from that which is strange, from the strange, amazing affairs, is that these same people who speak against the kingdom of Saudi Arabia when they have established this punishment, Jazakallah khair, may Allah reward them, is that, yani may Allah reward the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He said, what is strange is that these people who speak against them, they did not speak against those who killed the innocent, and they did not speak against those who destroyed the various things, and they did not speak against Iran when they were involved in the incidents that took place in the Haram.
وما حادثة التدافع بمنى في العام في حج هذا العام في الحج الماضي وما حادثة التدافع في الحج الماضي عنا ببعيد، إذ أن إيران هي المتورطة في إثارة هذا التدافع الذي أدى لموت وقتل مئات الأبرياء.
And he said that the incident which took place in Mina from the last Hajj, the last pilgrimage, is not far away, and we remember that Iran was involved they were a reason for this taking place, the crowding and pushing and the stampede that took place in Mina.
وإذا كانت المملكة العربية السعودية تقيم الحد على من حارب الله ورسوله، فإن إيران تقتل من دعا إلى توحيد الله وإلى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he said that if the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, or that when the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they fight and they punish those who fight against Allah and His Messenger and the book and the Sunnah, then you will find Iran punishing those who call to the book and the Sunnah.
وأختم كلمتي هذه بقضيتين أو بأمرين. أما الأمر الأول فإن العلماء الكبار، العلماء السلفيين، قد بيّنوا أن المملكة العربية السعودية هي آخر معاقل الإسلام.
And he said that we will finish with mentioning two things. One is that the ulama al-kibar, the major ulama, the Salafi scholars, they have clarified that the kingdom of Saudi Arabia is one of the last strongholds for Islam.
يعني أنها الدولة الوحيدة التي تطبق شرع الله عز وجل على هذا الأرض.
Meaning that it is the last place or the single place that establishes the legislation of Allah عز وجل on the earth.
كما قال الإمام العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى: أشهد الله عز وجل وأشهدكم أني لا أعلم دولة تطبق الشريعة الإسلامية مثل هذه الدولة أعني المملكة العربية السعودية.
He said the likes of that is what the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said that I ask Allah to bear witness and I ask you to bear witness that I do not know of a country that establishes the legislation of Allah as the Mamlaka, as the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia establishes the Sharia of Allah.
وبين العلماء أن لهذه الدولة أعني المملكة العربية السعودية أعداء من الخارج ومن الداخل يكيدون لها ويطعنون فيها. ألم يقل الإمام ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى العداء لهذه الدولة عداء للتوحيد؟
And the ulama, they have explained that this kingdom of Saudi Arabia, it has enemies from the outside and from the inside. And he mentioned the statement of Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, where he said that enmity for the kingdom is enmity for Tawheed.
وأما الأمر الثاني فإن حكام هذه البلاد حكام المملكة العربية السعودية الملك عبد العزيز إلى الملك سلمان رحم الله من مات وحفظ الله الملك سلمان كلهم ينصون على أنها أمرين لا نتهاون فيهما الدين والأرض.
And the Sheikh, he continued by saying that all of the kings of Saudi Arabia from the previous kings from Abdul Aziz, may Allah have mercy on him, to the king, the current king Salman, may Allah preserve him and may Allah have mercy on all those who passed before him. They all clearly establish and affirm that there are two things that they will not take lightly. One is the religion and secondly is the land.
ومرادهم بالأرض أي حما ديار الإسلام فلا يسمح لأحد أن يتعدى على هذه الأرض على هذه الدولة كما كان يقول الملك فهد رحمه الله تعالى لن نسمح بشبر من تعدى علينا ولو بشبر فإننا سنرد عليه.
And what they intend by preserving the land is preserving the land of the Muslims and in preserving this country from the land of the Muslims. And he said, for example, we have the statement of King Fahd, may Allah have mercy on him, where he said, the meaning of which is that we will not allow for anyone to go beyond and to transgress even a handspan in these lands.
لذلك نحن في المملكة العربية السعودية نعلنها صريحة وواضحة أننا نقاتل مع ولي أمرنا في سبيل الله ونحن جند من جنوده بإذن الله عز وجل ولا نخشى في الله لومة لائم فنحن مع حكامنا في المملكة العربية السعودية هم القادة ونحن تبع لهم فالسلطان جنة يقاتل من ورائه.
And the Sheikh, he said that we say it clearly, we announce it clearly that we are with the rulers, that we fight alongside our rulers, and that they are the leaders and we are the followers, and the ruler is protection or like the armor for the ones who are following them.
أسأل الله عز وجل أن يسددهم وأن يوفقهم وأن يحفظ بهم العباد والبلاد وأن يدرأ عنهم كيد الكائدين و إفساد المفسدين وأن يعينهم على ما هم فيه من إقامة لشرع الله وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
And then the Shaykh he made dua supplication for the rulers that Allah give them success and Allah protect them and وفقهم سددهم
يحفظ بهم العباد والبلاد.
Naam, and Allah make them a means of protecting the land and the servants and so on.
يوفقهم ويسددهم.
نعم قلت.